This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. We're at KEDM's Policy and a Pint. And tonight we're in beautiful downtown West Monroe. And we're at Trapp's Restaurant with a great crowd that's got lots of questions for our expert panel. We got a great crowd this evening. Y'all look great out there. I want to start with our panel. And Bill Roark is a real estate developer. Bill, you and I were talking, and we were talking about, you said, we've got to have some sort of uniqueness to ourselves. So what makes downtown Monroe, downtown West Monroe, our region here in the parish, what makes us unique? What are some of the things we can capitalize on?
Well, we've certainly come a long ways. You know, we've got the River Market. We've got a proposed River Walk. And we've got Gallery Night. So there's a lot of activity going on in the downtown Monroe area that we need to be aware of. I always say when I'm asked the question, what is my reason to go downtown? What is different if I go downtown for an evening than if I go to Restaurant Row in West Monroe or restaurants or nightlife or restaurant in Monroe, North Monroe or downtown Monroe, or I mean, not downtown, but South Monroe. What is the difference? What's going to draw me? And the answer is activities. And one of the common threads that seems to run through every successful downtown development has been live music. Now, you think about that. Hot Springs has their own venue. Almost every downtown area that's been successful has incorporated some level of downtown music, either street bands or wandering bands up and down the streets. They've done something to create an atmosphere to say, I can do something in downtown and have something and experience a culture that I can't do anywhere else.
Leslie Rambin is right here next to me. Leslie, live music. I know that's your thing. You're young and hip. And you go to live music all the time. What are some of the things you think you'd like to see?
So I like what you said about how every downtown to be successful has to have a unique culture to offer. But, you know, almost every downtown has an art walk or an art crawl. And I like that you focus so much on live music. And I'm really interested in how in preserving architecture we can preserve our musical history. So what do you think Monroe specifically has to offer in our downtown that you can't get in Shreveport or Alexandria or Lafayette?
Well, Shreveport is much more of a business and office downtown area. They have catered to that primarily. Now, they have changed that somewhat with their Riverwalk and with the development of retail and now what is called discount retail next to the Pro Bass Shop. But downtown itself has developed as a business and office community, and that's been their emphasis. I would say that if you're going to develop a downtown area, as we're doing and we're seeing before our eyes, I think you have to find a way to incorporate some kind of musical entity. I'll give you an example. Granbury, Texas. Granbury, Texas is a little small market. They have downtown shops, a little square. And they had, I don't know if they still have them, a few years ago when I was there, they had two theaters that had been converted to live entertainment. Country music, pop hits, that sort of thing. And each one of them had a matinee and an evening. And so you'd go to the matinee on one, and then you'd go to the evening on the other, and you'd eat downtown, and you'd shop in between, and you made a whole day of it. And then you could spend the night. They did not have hotels there. It was too small for that. But you could spend in the outlying areas the night if you wanted to. But live music has become the venue by which many, if not most, downtowns have developed some kind of an entertainment. So when I go downtown, I can eat, I can have nightlife, I can shop, and then I can cap it off with an entertainment.
All right, so let me jump in. One of y'all, I don't remember who it was, we were talking the other day, We talked about El Dorado. El Dorado is right now kind of kicking our butt in the entertainment district scene. We've got work we can do there. Is that something that the downtown Monroe and West Monroe folks are working on? Do we need an entertainment district in our area, and where do we stand on that right now?
Well, certainly, you know, with the area that we have over there around Tiger Brewery, in those areas up through there, you know, we're trying to create some type of an entertainment district there. But some of the other aspects that we're proposing to do is that we've proceeded with capital outlay to see about getting some capital outlay in order for us to put some type of an entertainment. You know, it's tough to put an amphitheater over on the east side of the river there. But what we were thinking about doing is putting some type of a floating stage and build an amphitheater atmosphere around that to where we could host music that could ultimately be enjoyed from both sides of the river with that.
Killian Hicks is with me back here in the back. Killian, you have a question?
Yes, sir. So I'm 21 years old. I'm a student at ULM. And my question is, how do we get people my age, 21 to 35, involved in this? Because when I talk to people on campus, I'm a communications major. When I talk to people on campus, they have ideas, but they're honestly very bad ideas on what we should do in this area. How can we get people my age involved and involved in a correct way that can promote the downtown Monroe and West Monroe area?
Let me take that. Some of you have been getting involved. I'm going to tell you, last week, I think Councilman Eccles headed it up and Stuart Hodnett with Ouachita Green. We had 12 or 15 ULM students come down here in this heat at 8 o'clock in the morning last Saturday morning, worked till 12 o'clock. They ripped out the flower beds over across, right across the bridge in one of the parking lots there, tilled them up, put in new plants, cleaned it up, picked it up, and straightened it up. So some people are getting involved. And, you know, everything I just talked about, the people that helped it was Roach's Landscape donated plants. Ouachita Green got some master gardeners in there. And there was a lot of people involved. And all these people are doing it because they want to do good. They wasn't down there for the money. It's very hot. And they're down there working hard to get things done. We need to continue to get ULM like those students to come down and help us with other projects.
Christine, you guys at the North Louisiana Economic Partnership, you're trying to attract businesses, a lot of young millennial folks, and they're going, hey, Dallas looks cooler than Monroe, or Dallas looks cooler than West Monroe, or, you know, what are you hearing? You go out and try to find these folks. What are they saying we're lacking to get young, hip people from South Carolina to come join us?
Right. Corey, you asked earlier what were some important factors in bringing businesses here. I talked about the quality of life, but also one of the most important factors is workforce. And millennials now make up the largest segment of our workforce. Companies like CenturyLink, like IBM, like St. Francis, they need a millennial workforce. And you look at all the studies about what millennials want, they want a vibrant downtown because they want walkability. They want to live somewhere and then walk out and go to a restaurant, listen to some music at a nightclub or a bar, be able to have friends with them walking down the street, walking along a river walk. So the gentleman from ULM asked, how can millennials get involved? Well, downtowns are for millennials, and the more millennials and their opinions and what they want that we can bring and incorporate, the better a downtown will be. So I hope you do volunteer for organizations like the Downtown Development District. I'm sure they're welcome. New ideas, fresh ideas. In fact, I think I look at Brooke Foy, who she's, I believe, a millennial, and she started a public arts project where she has beautified both sides of the river in downtown with restoration of Coca-Cola murals. So I think it's that energy and that those new ideas that the millennials bring that really inject life back into our downtown. And once again, I can't emphasize enough how important downtown is to attract companies and workforce. One of the projects that we're currently working on is to rebrand Northeast Louisiana and rebrand Monroe, West Monroe, Farmerville, Ruston. And we keep encouraging these communities to invest in downtown because that's the heart of your city. And that's what people look at when they visit a city to see, is this a place that I can envision myself living? They'll go to your downtown, and if it's dead, it tells them that this city is not growing. This city is not reinvesting in itself. So I really applaud all these people up here on the panel right now with sitting with me for all their efforts in revitalizing downtown Monroe, West Monroe, and the rest of the downtowns in Northeast Louisiana.
Al Peterson is with us tonight. Al, you have a question?
Well, I have a comment and then a question. We have a lot of very smart people in Northeast Louisiana. We even have some in Monroe. These people care. They care a lot about their community. They care a lot about the growth factor. One of the things that was mentioned just a moment ago was the fact that some college students came down and they put in something called, and maybe we don't know what this is anymore, but it's sweat equity. I had to try that word a couple of times before I could get it out. There are people who can contribute money. There's people who can contribute their intellectual properties as far as being able to design and lay out and lead and so forth. Those people who don't have the money, they have sweat. I don't know about college students today, but when I was a college student, I couldn't invest in lunch. So if there's something that needs to be done, there are people to do it, and we just have to get all of those things together. The question that I have, how do you see the art community factoring into everything that we're doing? With the advent of the art crawl somewhat 9-10 years ago, the artist who came here and put in the sweat equity, is that something that plays into the big picture?
Well, yes, certainly do. I mean, the Art Carl and Art Alley play a big part in the vibrance of downtown Monroe. Matter of fact, a lot of the things that started with some of the economic development and some of the triggers that are going on inside downtown Monroe ultimately started with the art community. So absolutely, they play a huge part in that. And, you know, the art crawls are something that are very well attended and certainly something that will continue on.
I know on the West Monroe side of the river, some good things have been going on. I was talking with Mayor Mitchell earlier in the day and some of her folks. And West Monroe, you just had a change of administration over here. Some of those folks weren't able to be with us tonight, but a note I had that said West Monroe is now developing a master plan, including streetscapes. They're trying to figure out how to better utilize our water feature right here, the Ouachita River. Michael Eccles is with us. Michael, does Monroe have a master plan right now? Do we have a roadmap we're following?
So about 3 or 4 years ago, CenturyLink came together to put together a somewhat of a master plan with their architectural group and kind of donated to the city of Monroe. They identified core areas in the downtown, Desert East, the core of Desert, the warehouse district, and they put together what I would consider to be a very fruitful plan, something we can follow. As a developer and working with Vantage, I've followed that plan and just tried to execute on these little bitty tidbits that they'd given throughout this document. So that has been a very, very good tool for me as a developer and as someone working to try to retool things. But holistically, as the city of Monroe, outside of a planning and zoning plan, there is no comprehensive plan that addresses, you know, we're going to do A, B, C, and D in this exact order. Now, I think a lot of what we're talking about tonight is infrastructure and things that we need in our downtown. And yes, we need new lighting. Yes, we need security. Yes, we need these types of entertainment. But you know, we're talking about culture and we're talking about the things that really drive downtowns. And I think it's having things for people to do. We're talking about the stuff that people do at night, you know, music and entertainment. But you got to have stuff for them to do at day. And you got to have stuff for people that are living down there to have the basic services that you need. And it's not about performing one, two, or three of those things. You got to do all of those things holistically at the same time. And that's been kind of the puzzle for all this, is trying to put all those puzzle pieces together, making them all work at exactly the same time, and creating this culture and creating this art and creating the things that people want to be a part of. And I think we've got all the little components, and they're starting to come together. And I'm really, really optimistic over the next 3 to 5 years about what the special things that will be coming that will make both downtown Monroe and downtown West Monroe really, really tick. But you also brought up a good point about how the town's working together. You know, we've got volunteers that work in downtown Monroe and downtown West Monroe. Courtney Hornsby, of course, the new mayor of West Monroe, and the numerous volunteers. Brooke Foy, huge effort to bring these downtowns together through art and these cultural enrichment experiences. And I think that that's going to be something that really drives forward through both the private sector and these volunteers. They're going to bridge our towns and use this river as not something that separates us, but something that brings us together to work together. So I'm very optimistic about how maybe a lack of a plan may have been a propellant to do some things differently than we would have done with a plan.
You're listening to 90.3 KEDM. This is Policy in a Pint. When we come back, we're talking about what's happening in the future, and we'll have the lightning round. I want to find out what you guys want happening in our downtown. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to KEDM Public Radio.